Hey guys, welcome to the show. I have a great guest here for you today, but before we get to introducing the guest, I just want to throw out just a few housekeeping items here. If you have not started following us on Twitter, please check us out at SideQuestFM. You can also find us on Instagram at SideQuestFM. You can find us on Facebook by searching SideQuest Podcast and like us there. And if you please, please, please go to iTunes, look for us. We hit the new and noteworthy section this week. Want to see us move up. But if you can subscribe there and leave a review, I would greatly appreciate it. But our guest today is a guest who is the geekiest of all geeks. She's a fit nerd, a game nerd. She writes for bodybuilding.com. She has written for IGN. She got a degree in nutrition and left the video game world of writing to move back to the thing that she went to school for and that she loves the most and now works at bodybuilding, but also started on Fitocracy, a group that I found while I was starting this podcast. It was like, I have to reach out to this girl. She's awesome. Anyone who loves video games as much as I do and loves working out has to be A-plus cool in my book. She started a group called Fit and Geeky. She has a YouTube video where she uploads each week going over how her week has gone and things she's doing in the industry and getting people to get healthy together, enjoying some geeky things as well. Miss Stephanie Lee. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Things I need to do, work on my intro skills.
I think I'm done here. I think you got me in a nutshell. Well, that was great talking.
Well, my first question to you is just, who is Stephanie Lee? Tell us a little bit about who you are, how you got into, IGN, and then you move over to bodybuilding, and where you kind of got the idea of starting Fit and Geeky, as well as your YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how, like, I find myself in this unique position of sort of straddling two industries. But, I mean, I grew up playing video games, was surrounded by Japanese anime, comic books, all of that nerd culture, just because, you know, I was a bit of a tomboy, so I hung out with a lot of guys, and, you know, I would go over to their houses and, you know, play Super Nintendo. And also, my cousin brought over the Super Famicom from Hong Kong.
Oh, so nice.
So that was my first introduction to games, and, you know, that's the rest is history. I just been playing since. And then how I got sort of into writing about video games, do you remember a site called GameFAQs.com or GameFAQs?
Yeah, because when I got stuck in stuff, that's the first place I went to.
Exactly, right? And that has been around since, I think, like, 96, something crazy. Yeah. And so, actually, when I was a freshman in high school, I actually started writing walkthroughs and strategy guides for the site. And I got my first guide published. I think it was, if I remember correctly, I think it was for Chrono Cross, the RPG.
Nice.
And so that's kind of how I started getting my feet wet in just writing in general and publishing stuff on the internet. And I loved it so much that I just started doing it more and more. And then eventually when IGN.com launched their own strategy guide sub-channel, they reached out to me and I started doing a little contract work for them. And of course, you know, growing up, I'd never thought I would get into video games as a career. It was just sort of like a, oh my gosh, this is so fun. I get to play games and I get to get paid to write about, you know, helping people beat games. So that was really cool. And I did that while I was in school for pocket money and, you know, getting myself through college as a starving student. But after I graduated, I went into the hospital. Worked there as a diet assistant for a bit and discovered the clinical scene really wasn't for me. There was so much bureaucracy and so much bull crap that you had to go through in a hospital. It's really depressing. That's just my personal take on it. I mean, I know some people are the people that are in hospitals, mad respect to them for window thing. But longs to not be super long-winded about it, IGN had an opening, and because I was freelancing for them, my manager reached out and offered me a full-time position. So I'm like, video games is a career? Hell yeah, I'll give it a try.
I like that. Okay. So what made you want to go? So if you were doing video games as writing in college, and then, you know, you have a degree in nutrition, where did that come from? Was it just kind of like, man, I did really good in health class, I guess I'll take health studies?
Okay, so this is also this pertains to video games, of course, and is a little bit embarrassing for me to say, but back in 2005 or late 2004, 2005, I was really in the thick of World of Warcraft. Little game you might have heard of.
Nope, never heard of it.
Gotta get them fat loose, man. So I sat in front of the computer almost 8 hours a day, and this was after, like, this is during, like, some college classes and part-time job, and just go straight home to my computer and played, eating, you know, chicken nuggets and freaking Hot Pockets. And so, you know, it was a really self-destructive path for a while, where I was just gaining a lot of weight, and I actually got to my heaviest in 2005. And I guess it was just that kind of aha moment where I snapped out of it and decided I needed to change, you know? I needed to not sit in front of the computer and just waste my life away, because my friends tried to get me to go out, and I wouldn't even do that. And that was kind of like a weird time, just... it was just kind of, so when I look back on it, how scary it was that I was so addicted to WoW. So I got into fitness and nutrition then and decided that's what I really wanted to do. I wanted to be a dietitian and study health, help other people in the public health sector. And so that's what I went to school for. I went to UC Davis and got my degree there. And as I said, I worked briefly at the hospital, didn't like it, and so went to school and decided, I got my degree in nutrition, I'm going to go play video games for a living instead. Peace.
Oh, something we all wish we could do.
It's certainly every gamer can dream about. You're just paid to play games, and you just have so many games you don't know what to do with. Sounds like such a personal problem to have.
It does. I at one point had started with some friends a video game and sports blog, and I because nobody was sending me free games. I was buying them and then trying to review them on my own. I have to say, man, if you do that on your own, you better have deep pockets, or just pick a handful, because I made a list and I was like, oh, $600 in video games in like 2 months. Not a big deal, right? No.
Well, the problem I found, because the games are just coming out so quickly that you just don't even have the time to get through all of them.
Yeah.
And if you say you did, I mean, I'm calling bananas on that. Just you're probably not even finishing all the games.
Okay, so you made the transition, and you worked at IGN for 2.5 years and created a good community over there. Mm-hmm. And I read your blog post about how, you know, that was really hard for you to leave. Mm-hmm. So what was that the one of the biggest struggles for you? And if not, what has been your biggest and greatest struggle in fitness or your career?
What was the biggest struggle?
Leaving IGN, you know, somewhere that you've been for a few years and leaving something that you had built to go to something entirely new.
I think that's always it's always a tough decision. Like when you're thinking about it, you're like, yes, I think the next step is necessary. But I definitely had cold feet. It was really difficult to leave IGN and an industry that I love. But I also felt like, you know, my original calling was nutrition. And so when the opportunity at bodybuilding presented itself, it was just something like I couldn't pass up. Right. It was really great. And then how Fit and Geeky, my YouTube channel, came about. It's kind of weird because after I left IGN, in a way, I was sort of trying to disavow that identity, like that part of me, so just to focus 100% on, like, you know, being a fitness bro or sis or whatever, you know? Because that's what I thought was necessary to kind of transition into the industry. But then I was like, as I kept doing that, I was thinking to myself, like, why? Why? That's like saying, you know, part of me, part of my identity or my interests just aren't cool. Like, why don't I embrace them? And so that's sort of how Fit and Geeky was born, you know, kind of combining my two loves into one thing, and I just thought it was perfect.
Okay, all right. So since you have moved, and this is kind of a, you can take this question for riding or for fitness in whatever way you see fit. Mm-hmm. What have you learned either about fitness or riding that you didn't know now since you've moved to bodybuilding?
So in fitness, I think I'll answer this in regards to fitness in the fitness industry in general. I've come to learn that the more I know, the more I learn the more I know, the more that I learn that I don't know anything.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes total sense. I kind of have to agree with that. The more I learn, the more I realize that, man, some of the things that I did in the past or some of the things that I held on to is like truths in dieting or exercise.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of the biggest takeaway. And it's really, it's something you just kind of have to go through. You're like in the trenches for a while for fitness. And you're just trying to sift through all of this information. And at first, you kind of accept it as truth, and then you try to preach it to other people.
Yeah.
But then the more you learn from like actual mentors that aren't full of shit. I'm sorry.
No, you can say that. It's totally cool. I run the podcast. No one's saying that no one can curse. Go right ahead. I just have a dirty mouth and have to keep it clean.
I love that saying. The more you learn from mentors who aren't full of shit and actually have helped people transform themselves or like achieve their fitness goals without kind of subscribing to like silver bullets and magic pills and whatever, then you kind of gravitate towards like a more realistic, unsexy information, you know, and that's basically distilled to, you know, dedication, consistency, changing habits, hard work, really. Like, no one really wants to hear that.
Right.
Everyone wants to hear, like, yeah, eat 10 blueberries every morning for optimum immortality. Go take a cold shower for increased fat loss.
Yeah, I've heard that one. No, sorry. No.
Yeah, that's sort of the stuff. And also, like, I think one of the things, too, that I see a lot at work is just kind of perpetuating the same information that might be a little misleading or just doesn't tell the whole story and isn't for everyone, but they try to make it fit for everyone.
Right. So you've been riding for a while, mm-hmm. since college and now, you know, as a career with bodybuilding. So who inspires you as a writer, whether it's a fitness writer or nonfiction or fiction? Who do you look up to and think, wow, I want to write like they write?
Poof. I've been writing for so long, and I'm constantly striving to improve myself in terms of just kind of being a more effective writer and an entertaining writer. I can't say I have someone that I looked up to kind of moving into this, but now that I've been working more with, you know, other fitness writers and professionals, I really do like Jen Sinclair. She's like one of the more awesome like women or female role models in the industry. J.C. Dean actually writes a lot of good stuff.
Okay.
And I noticed that like the fitness writing kind of takes on a kind of a different approach. It's much more casual and conversational.
Yeah.
So it's kind of something I'm moving into. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I think from even in blog posts that I work on with our website, it's weird because I'm like, no, that's not grammatically. Wait, this is fitness. Like nobody wants to read a college term paper. Like you want to read it and feel like you're talking to someone who makes sense and not like if it's academical, it's academical. Wow.
Not got what you. I got what you mean.
I'm just making up words here.
That's cool. So
gonna go back real quick and touch on a little on video games, just real quick. What video game got you hooked as a gamer?
Cool. Okay. I played a ton of Street Fighter 2 as a kid.
The one game I always sucked at.
I sucked at it too. Believe me, it was a lot of button mashing. Like it's. You know the really bad blisters you get on your thumbs? That was me. The Super Nintendo controller was not button mashing friendly, I'll tell you that.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. I love that. And let's see. Played a lot of Contra. Contra 3 is actually one of my favorite games of all time too.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that makes me kind of like masochistic just because it was such a hard game.
So many hours that you just went, so much anger as a kid. Like, I feel like if people want to go, why are teenagers so angsty? Did you play the video games we played as a kid on Nintendo? Do you know how many times I wanted to break a television playing the original Ninja Turtles? You can't beat that game. I don't think it's possible.
Yep. Same with Battletoads, man.
Listen, I would rather squat every single day and just like kill my legs than ever play Battletoads again. I can't do it.
I can't do it either. I've never gotten past like the first 10 minutes.
So what are your current goals in fitness that you're doing right now and also in your career? And what is a long-term goal that you kind of have like up on the mantle that you kind of dream of or look at and aspire to achieve?
Ooh, that's a lot of stuff. Well, my personal fitness goal, I think, is kind of public for everyone to see. Right now is to try to get that lean and shredded physique, because I've always kind of looked the same. I've always been active, lifted weights, maybe not like I never followed a structured program consistently, but I've always been really active, you know.
Right.
So I've always looked the same, and now I just want to try to see if I could get that physique that I see a lot of at work.
So now I got to ask, I just got to interject real quick.
Mm-hmm.
At bodybuilding.com, is everyone like pretty, I mean, you don't have to say yes or no or, you know, call people out, but I just feel like these people I read on bodybuilding are probably usually pretty jacked. Like, is the gym awesome? Does everyone kind of walk around and take selfies of like themselves after a workout?
There are definitely a lot of selfies. No shortage of selfies or brotitude there. So you may be surprised. The illusion or the image is that everyone at bodybuilding.com is super jacked and drinking protein shakes at all hours of the day, but that's not true. There are quite a few people that don't. A lot of us don't actually bodybuild. We just maybe, you know, we're recreational lifters.
Right.
There are quite a few competitors, but you know, we have a huge range of athletes at the office. Like we have cyclists, runners, just you know, like I said, recreational lifters. I would say a majority of us are fairly fit, and some of us even jacked. But once you work there, it's really impressive to see that culture kind of imposes peer pressure to at least be active and adopt a healthy lifestyle.
Right.
You'd be surprised at how many Tupperwares there are at work. The fridge is always packed full of Tupperware, of various types of food, and you gotta Tetris your stuff in there after 9 o'clock. It's crazy.
Okay. All right. So I know a lot of people come around the office. I know, and I'm assuming you're at the headquarters in Idaho.
Yep.
Okay. I got to come to Idaho sometime because I hear you guys have this crazy potato restaurant that serves like every potato there is in the world as like a French fry.
Oh, okay. I think I actually know what you're talking about because I was gonna say, I don't think that exists. I haven't
I
found
saw it on Food Network once. I don't know. I was like, oh my God, I have to go there. Because I love sweet potatoes and they had like crazy sweet potato stuff. But anyways, who has come by bodybuilding that maybe like was sort of like the superstar that your eyes got kind of big and for a minute you were like, oh my God, I can't believe that like I'm standing here looking at this person.
Huh. Terry Crews came by the office one time, but I wasn't there.
I would have geeked out at that one.
I know. I love Terry Crews because I think he's absolutely hilarious. I would have made him like let me shoot a video of his pecs dancing or something. But yeah, I wasn't there unfortunately. But we get the bodybuilding athletes. I don't know. Do you know Steve Cook?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Steve Cook, I just actually took a picture with him like last week. So it's kind of cool like meeting everyone, all the athletes. As far as like a huge name that made my eyes bulge out, I haven't come to that day yet. I'm
Okay.
still holding out for Chris Evans though.
Oh, that one. I.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Yeah, Cap's my favorite superhero. So if Captain America walked in, I don't know what I would do.
Right.
So let's talk a little about Fit and Geeky because that's I wanted you on the podcast because I want you to talk about it and hopefully more people listen and find out about a Fit and Geeky. But it's a Fitocracy group that you started. So how did you find out about Fitocracy and where did you kind of? I know you said earlier that you wanted to meld your gamer side and your fitness side as one. So just tell me a little about where it came from and what inspired you to do it and what's your goal with kind of starting it.
Fit and Geeky.
Yeah.
Fit and Geeky started as just a YouTube thing and this was basically around the time I decided I'm going to change my physique. It was a new challenge that I wanted to impose on myself. And so I was like, it'd be kind of cool too, because it's also Idaho. I came from California. There's, to me, fewer things to do here. So I've got to find something to fill my time too. And so I was like, what'd be cool is if while I'm on this journey, I just kind of talked about where I'm coming from, how I'm doing it, and just sort of like apply the things that I learn in the fitness industry and apply some context, So whatever is happening to me and whatever I'm doing at least gives context to someone watching instead of like having, someone with six packs tell you, yeah, you can get ripped if you eat this, that, and this. But so that was sort of like the genesis of Fit and Geeky. I just started it out as like me going like, hey, it'd be cool for me to talk about my journey. But like what really was really like shocking and really cool for me is that, my existing friends from IGN that followed me to bodybuilding started paying attention. They were like, well, what you're doing is really cool. Like, I think it's super motivational and inspirational. I'm like, really? That's cool to hear. And so it's kind of become I guess a movement in a way, or like a shared journey with other people. And so I'm kind of just kind of like maybe a more public, visible cheerleader going, yeah, I'm doing this, and maybe you can do this too, like by applying the right principles and concepts for your own body,
Right.
And then Fitocracy came into it later when I was like, this is a perfect way to get other people to join in because, for one thing, it's got experience points, and who can resist, grinding and leveling up.
Yep.
They're only missing like that sound you get in the light, the bright lights. They need that. So whenever you level up, some sort of sound to hit those pleasure sensors. But yeah, and I was like, man, Fit Geek Nation on Photography is a perfect vehicle for people who are into fitness and are geeks. It's like, I was like, man, why didn't I think of this sooner? And even though it did come a little later, like, I'm glad I found it. Photography is awesome. Like, the people in the group are vlogging in their workouts, you know, inspiring each other, motivating each other, getting workout ideas, and just having fun and just geeking out. And I think that was a goal, you know, just to have a community. And I think we built it, and hopefully I'm hoping that I can continue to build it.
Awesome. Well, for our listeners, I joined the community as well. And it really is good. I need to spend a little more time. I've been working so much on the podcast, I haven't spent a lot of time on Photocracy site as I should. But it is a great place, and there are some really cool things going on with it. So my next question is kind of going back to your writing, or even your videos, since I know you do, and your videos are great, by the way. I could not stop cracking up at your Halloween video. I lost it. it was hilarious. What article or video topic have you had in your head for a while, but it kind of intimidates you to write or shoot?
Oh man, I feel like the most intimidating thing, and I realized this too as I continue to put out videos, is like there'll be new people who may not be familiar with fitness or have any idea where to start. And I think the most intimidating thing as someone who's, you know, been in fitness and sort of at least understands the fundamentals of nutrition and things for a while, it's just so hard to try to make a sort of starter's guide for people just tuning in, you know, just getting into it. So I've been wanting to do that for a while, like maybe a beginner's, like, I don't know, nutrition guide or something like that, a starting point for people to just get started so they're not, like, lost in all this, the giant scary world of the internet. But it's so daunting, especially if I do it in video form, because then it'll just end up being like 2 days long. And I don't think anybody wants to watch a video that long.
No. That actually kind of made me think that idea is sort of like the old, like when you open the old games and there was that manual that told you how to play the game, as opposed to now where it's like,
manuals.
Right, there's no manuals, and I like that like you're like, I want to create a manual instead of like watch this video where you have to play through, and like halfway through the game you know how to play it. It's like, can't you just tell me how to play the game and then I play the game?
Well, now they have like a lot of games now, they have those in-game tutorials for the first like 20 minutes, and you're like, press X to pick up this weapon.
Yeah,
those are sort of annoying, and you can't, like, more games should allow us to skip them.
Right. Agreed. So back on the game just real quick. So what game on its release would have you skipping and calling out of work and skipping the gym that day?
Oh man, if Shenmue 3 or the third game of the Chrono series, and last I heard it was going to be called Chrono Break, but that was such a long time ago, I don't even think that exists. But if those games were to come out, I would definitely take some time off to play those games.
that's me next year, Battlefront 3. Y'all, peace out for like a week.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Are you following BlizzCon? Because I know that's happening this weekend. They made some pretty cool announcements.
I did see that Ben Foster, who's one of my favorite actors, is actually in the movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm still trying to figure out how you make a movie about World of Warcraft.
We gotta just tap into that existing, you know, customer base.
Yeah, I was talking to my sister-in-law. She was telling me about the new expansion and how they're changing everything to make it fit in more for people who've played the game for a long time but now are, like, adults and have kids and, like, you know, responsibilities. and can't just sit there and raid for 12 hours a day.
Responsibilities.
That's what sick days are for, duh. So I'll give you a couple of quick fire questions here as we wind down on the episode.
Hit me, but don't actually hit me.
No, that is mean. Unless it was in Street Fighter 2, and then the only thing I would do is I would just play E Honda and just do the. That's it. I can Hadouken once, and I can't Hadouken again.
In that case, I'll be Guile and just Turtle in the corner.
Turtle? If you could be one superhero, who would it be and why?
If I could be one superhero?
One superhero, who would it be and why?
Oh, man. For some reason, instead of an actual, like, well-known superhero, I immediately thought of my World of Warcraft priest. I played a priest.
Okay.
And I was thinking that I wanted to have mind control powers, because I think that would just be awesome and be the most beneficial ever.
All right. NSYNC or Backstreet?
Backstreet.
You're the first one to, like, truly answer that. Everyone else was like, oh, I don't know, I lived under a rock, or I didn't really listen to them, I listened to so-and-so. And I was like...
They're just saying that, but secretly in their heart, they're like, oh, yeah, Backstreet.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you go karaoke-ing, there's just no way you can end the karaoke session without singing a Backstreet Boys song. There's just no way.
I'll tell my wife that and see what she says. She'll probably just look at me and shake her head. But she yeah. makes fun...
So you sang a Backstreet Boys song.
She still makes fun of me because one of my friend's weddings, I grabbed her, ran on the floor for Backstreet's Back, and she was like, do you know that you did that? And I was like, yeah, it's Backstreet's Back. Every straight man will tell you that at some point they had that song on their headphones when they were a teenager. They don't want to admit it, but they did.
Probably true.
The doctor says to you, Stephanie, you have a choice. No more coffee or no more peanut butter?
Oh, my God. Okay. I can actually answer this pretty easily. No more peanut butter, which is what I'm doing right now just to control my eczema right now. During the winter, I have problems with my skin. So peanut butter is usually the trigger, unfortunately. So I've been cutting that out of my diet lately.
Okay.
But coffee, man, I don't know if I can do it.
I'm with you. There are some mornings I wake up and I go, oh, wow, I haven't had my coffee yet. And then I think about it, I'm like, my day's not really complete if I don't have it. Like, I like it. It's a ritual, and I like that ritual.
Here, it's not like I need it, absolutely need it to function, but I just feel like my day isn't complete without coffee.
All right, back to a quick fitness question. What is your favorite... Body weight exercise.
Because
I know we don't always do them all the time. Because once you get under the bar, you just start to love having that bar.
Oh man, a body weight exercise. You know, I would have to say a pull up when I can do one, because that would just make me the most excited.
Okay, yeah. I like that. I like that. Now. You can do this for any media book or comic or whatever. What game comic media do you think would make the best movie that hasn't been done yet?
Like a particular series?
Sure, a series or maybe they redo Super Mario and it doesn't suck.
No. No, I've given up on video game movies, man. I can't do it. My heart can't take it.
or a comic book series. Or an anime. You mentioned anime. I mean, personally, I would love to see Hellsing come in, but that's not going to happen.
So are we talking about like a live-action movie?
Yeah, like a live-action movie. Not an animated, but like a live-action film.
I would love to see Rurouni Kenshin as a movie. Like a live-action movie that's done well, you know?
Okay.
That would be pretty cool.
Okay. Two more real quick. Who wins in a fantasy battle, Link or Cloud?
Link, hands down.
Good answer. top five favorite games. And either from your time at IGN or now or whatever, favorite games of, they can be from one system or all time, whatever you have.
Okay. Chrono Trigger.
Okay.
Zelda, Ocarina of Time. Metal Gear Solid 2. Portal 2.
Oh, so good.
The fifth one. That's a toughie. Can't think of the fifth to fill it out. I recently finished. Oh, Phoenix Wright. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like those. Those are good choices. Good choice. You got Ocarina of Time in there, and it's gotta be in there.
Yep. Oh man. I've played Ocarina of Time probably like 8 or 9 times now. Yeah. It's a great game.
There's a reason everyone says it's the best game ever, mostly because it pretty much set the standard for everything after it.
Revolutionized the whole action RPG genre.
Oh, yeah, it did. All right, well, I have had a great time, Stephanie, talking with you. If people want to find you, where can they find you? And if you want to talk a little more about Fit and Geeky, go ahead here before we end the show.
Yeah, people can find me everywhere on the internet because apparently I like to be everywhere. I'm on Twitter, at SuperLeet. Remember Leet Speak?
Yeah, see, I have to admit something right now, and you're going to laugh at me. When I first found out about Fit and Geeky and started following you on Twitter, I was like, SuperLee7. Oh, so she couldn't get, like, SuperLee, so she put a 7 at the end. And in your video, when you were like, GamerSpeak, I went, oh, GamerSpeak. I totally, like, forgot that existed because it just, worst game ever.
Yeah, some of us try to forget that ever happened, but you're not the only person that's said SuperLee7. Like, people are like, oh, I thought you just really liked the number 7. Man, I'm trying to play off my last name and Leet Speak, but I think I thought I was being clever, but apparently not. But yes, I'm at SuperLee7 on Twitter. Instagram, that's also my photography name. I'm on YouTube, Fit and Geeky. I'm on Google Plus too, I'm sure you can find me. And I'm sure if you Google like Stephanie Lee IGN or bodybuilding, I'm also there. And Fit and Geeky, when does this podcast come out?
It'll probably be out tomorrow, so Monday.
I release videos to my YouTube channel every week, and I have all of my updates on my social media. So, and I'm also, this is sort of been under wraps, but I mean, I think it's fine since I'm planning on releasing it next week too. I've been making a website for Fit and Geeky, so it's me, fitandgeeky.tv. It's still under construction, but it's live, unfortunately, so you can see all the weird things going on that I'm trying to do.
Awesome.
Yeah, hopefully they'll all be organized and ready to go by the time my new video on Thursday comes out. So I release videos almost every Thursday, pretty much every Thursday so far since I started the channel. And I hope to continue that trend, so check it out. It's just me being a dork in front of the camera with silly skits that I think are clever, but they're the only things I have, so I run with them. So. If you'd like to kind of follow on my journey as I'm on my fat loss phase right now, a couple weeks in. If you'd like to follow on my journey and see where I'll end up, if I'll actually turn out to be super shredded or just super pudgy and lame. But no, I'm actually really trying hard to do things the right way and show that fitness is not a quick fix. It's not going to happen in 12 weeks. It's going to happen over time. Just got to be patient and consistent.
Yep. I think something people can take away from this, and the gamers will enjoy this, fitness, there's no game genie. It's just, you got to grind, you got to get there, you got to put in the hard work, but in the end, it's going to pay off. And,
mm-hmm.
You're right. It's not super sensational and it's not sexy, but I mean, it's just what you got to do.
It's true. And, you know, I have to admit, I used a Game Shark, and even if you try to take shortcuts and use a Game Shark to cheat, it will ruin your PlayStation by erasing all your game data.
Oh,
totally, yeah. Analogous to fitness.
Well, Stephanie, I've had a great time. Guys, please go check out Fit and Geeky on YouTube. Follow Stephanie on Twitter at SuperLee7, SuperLeet, and also on Instagram. And check out bodybuilding.com. She's got articles that she puts up every once in a while. I know I have read a couple in the past. Took one piece of advice. Now when I cook with garlic, I actually let it sit out for a little while and don't just throw it straight onto the pan. So that's one piece of advice I learned from an article that Stephanie put out there. Guys, please check us out on iTunes. Subscribe to us and download us, and then leave us a review. That helps us move up the charts. We hit new and noteworthy. I want to hit what's hot. I want more people to see the podcast. We have a great thing going here, I believe, with lots of great guests, lots of great advice, and just talking about fitness and life and how it all fits together and works together. And look for us on Twitter as well at SideQuestFM. We are also on Facebook at SideQuest Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at SideQuestFM. And if you do Google Plus, we're there. But I feel like Google really needs to redo their whole social network thing. Not a lot of people use Google Plus, I don't think. But we are there at SideQuest Podcast as well. And our website, SideQuestPodcast.com. You can listen to the shows there. You can check out the blog as well. I have an article I'm working on. Hopefully get it up this week. Lots of busy things going on this week in my life. Lots of interviews, bachelor party for a friend of mine. It's busy time here. But anyways, Stephanie, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I enjoyed it. And again, thank you so much for talking fitness and video games and everything.
No, thank you for having me on the show. You're a much better conversationalist than my camera.
Well, I'm probably not as funny, but you know.